We'll commence the August 10th edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of August 10, 2007, this is the Rain Report, available as a free weekly download and podcast from therainreport.com. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Digital modes in amateur radio have grown, both in popularity, but also in number. Nowhere is this more evident than the Illinois Digital Ham Yahoo Group. In its first year, this Yahoo group has grown to over 1,400 subscribers. Why, you ask? For the background and the nuts and bolts of this special interest Yahoo group, Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Mark Thompson, WB9QZB.
About 20 years ago, in the middle 80s, when I got very interested in packet radio and got quite active with packet radio, I started a packet radio frequency console in the middle 80s and was involved with the local packet club, CAPRA, the Chicago Area Packet Radio Association. And as you know, packet radio is quite vibrant for the next 10 years until about the mid-90s. And then a couple things happened. One is that, you know, the obvious one, the internet came along. And the less obvious one is that packet technology never really changed that much. That same 1,200-baud packet experience that you had in 1986 was about the same one as an end user that you had in 1996. And although there were some radios that were 9,600 baud capable, most hams never bothered advancing any technology. Combine that with the internet coming along, and of course, the interest in packet really significantly declined, started declining in the late 90s. In 1998, in Chicago, Chicago Area Packet Radio Association hosted the ARL/Tapper DCC, or Digital Communications Conference, and that was probably one of the last major things we did in this area. And within the next 3 years, CAPR as a group faded into oblivion. For several years, I was busy with my own business, and about 3 years ago, I was at Dayton, which I go to every year. I walked by the ICON booth, and I saw this thing called DSTAR, and I got curious about it, started asking some questions and looking at the flyers, and I think I walked away from the booth with more questions than I had answers. Although I wasn't doing a lot with digital, I was sort of keeping in touch with it. I knew that APRS had come along, and that PSK 31 had been developed around the 1999 time frame. So I got more and more interested in DSTAR, and the next year I went to Dayton, and I saw a better booth about DSTAR, and back early in 2006, I decided to educate myself in DSTAR even more and try to figure out, well, what is this stuff? And I did a couple presentations to local ham club. And then it kind of dawned on me that with the demise of local packet clubs in many areas, there really wasn't a place to go for people to want to do digital. Typically, you would have gone to your packet club. And if your local ham club, if there wasn't anybody in your local ham club who knew much about digital, where would you go? Well, you'd probably go to the internet, do a search in Google or Yahoo or something like that, and you might find something. My initial focus was to create a group that was focused on the Illinois area and southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, northwest Indiana, and I created this Yahoo group called Illinois Digital Ham with somewhat of a geographical focus initially, and it still has that to a certain extent. And I'd never had started a Yahoo group before, so this was a new endeavor, and I publicized it, and within a couple of weeks it had a couple hundred members, and I thought, this is interesting. I think we're onto something here. I think there is a real natural interest in digital aspect of ham radio. One of the things that I thought would be valuable with the Yahoo group would be to seed it with lots of files and links about everything digital. One of the things I noticed as I looked around the internet on some of the other digital-oriented Yahoo groups was that while there were a couple that were just sort of general digital groups, a lot of them were focused on specific technologies. There is a need for that or certain operating activities. But when you looked a little deeper into the files and links section, there usually wasn't much there. I thought to myself, I think what would be really valuable for the average ham, the average guy who wants to get on digital and try and experiment with things, is to have a real resource he can go to. So over the course of the last year, I've been slowly but surely adding more and more files and links. Now, there are now dozens and dozens of files and links about everything digital that go to a certain level of depth, but especially help the average ham, the guy who wants to get on a mode and wants to learn about a mode and he doesn't want to scour the entire internet trying to find that kind of information.
So your Yahoo group is attempting to be a repository.
Well, that was my intent. My intent was, and it, to a certain extent it was selfish because I wanted it to be a repository for myself also, but also for all the other hams that are out there. The idea being that if I want to know something about PSK or APRS or Digital Voice or DSTAR or P25, I can go to this Yahoo group. I can get some initial information and get pointed in the right direction. So if I want to delve into it further, I know where to go. There are links to specific websites. There are links to other Yahoo groups. And it's kind of an entry point. The other thing that I thought was important was that the group have a reasonable size of membership. And one of the things that eventually dawned on me that by having a geographical focus, I was to a certain extent limited limiting the ability of the group to be useful, because the experiences that hams have aren't geographical in nature. They're not only national, but in some cases international, and the more expertise on the group, the better off the group was, because when somebody had a question, it could get answered a lot more quickly and readily if there was a rich, deep experience. We have close to 1,400 members on the group. The other thing that I did on the group, and I'd never run a Yahoo group before, but I discovered that you can take polls. And so one of the things I did about 2 weeks after the group was started was that I created two poll questions. One question was, what are you doing now in digital? And the second question is, what do you want to do that you aren't already doing? And it was actually quite interesting, because what I found out was in the first question of, you know, what are you doing now in digital, is that the most common activity was PSK31, and the second most common was APRS, and then third was RTTY, with a little bit of DSTAR Digital Voice. When I asked the question, what do you want to do that you haven't done already on digital? And the answer to that poll question was, number one, DSTAR Digital Voice, and then tied for second place was APCO P25 Digital Voice and PSK31, and then third was high-speed multimedia or Wi-Fi, and that's high-speed data. And interestingly enough, things like APRS, there wasn't that much interest in any longer. And what that kind of told me, it told me a couple of things. The first thing it told me was that hams were really starting to get interested in digital voice. Unfortunately, when I created the poll, I didn't have HF Digital Voice as an answer, and I can't stop the poll and start it over again. But it is interesting that there's a real curiosity about digital voice in ham radio, and that digital now means more than just data. Historically, digital in ham radio has meant data. It now means voice also. The other thing that's interesting is that there's still interest in PSK. And I tell all the ham clubs that I've gone to where I've done DSTAR presentations is that, you know, probably once a year you ought to have a PSK31 presentation, because there's still a real interest in that. Obviously, a lot of hams haven't done it yet. When we all became hams, they taught us that CW got through and nothing else did, and then they went and invented PSK31, and that gets through and there's not even a signal. So, you know, digital can bring some real benefit. New digital technology can bring some real benefit to ham radio.
You're listening to a discussion about the Illinois Digital Ham Yahoo Group with Mark Thompson, WB9QZB. Hap Holly, KC9RP, will conclude his conversation with Mark in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, being underwritten by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. See his bio on QRZ.com. We'll be right back.
And then lastly, there's an interest in higher speed data rate than what Packet offered and some of the older technologies offered. So it was really interesting creating those polls.
Now you say you can't go back and redo it. Why couldn't you just do a new poll now that we're a year later?
I suppose I could. A lot of the people take the polls when they first join the group. I wanted to gather some statistics over, you know, a trend over a long period of time, and I've got a trend. And what's interesting about it is that over that period of time, the trends really have never changed. The answers I'm getting are tracking very consistently. And so I think that's interesting. One of the things that poll is telling us is that hams are interested in digital voice. And so things like DSTAR and VHF and UHF, things on HF, maybe like WinDRM or the AOR product, or maybe a protocol that hasn't even been defined yet. I know the ARL a few months ago issued an RFI for an open source HF digital voice protocol. And I don't know what kind of responses I've gotten back, but it really does tell everyone that hams do want to be innovative and they do want to advance technology, and they're searching for ways to do that. When I do my DSTAR presentations that I've done about 36 now, an introduction or an overview to DSTAR, one of the things that I play are a couple audio recordings. There's one particular audio recording that is weak signal DSTAR, and the person doing the transmission with the same power level switches over to analog FM, which happens to be weak also at the same power level, and you go from a crystal clear digital signal to a signal full of noise and static.
Okay, I found a place to turn around. This is KC5ZRQ on digital. I'm going to switch to FM, so let's go ahead and switch to FM. This is KC5ZRQ on digital audio. We're going to change over to FM.
And this is KC5ZRQ on FM. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And when hams hear that in a presentation, it is the aha moment. It's the moment when they go, oh, okay, now I understand, you know, why the commercial world, why the broadcast world is going through digital technologies. Because I really believe there's an assumption by most hams out there, because of the experience they've had with cell phones and things, that digital isn't good for weak signal. Now, our lesson in PSK should teach us that, yes, digital does work in weak signal. But for a voice, I think most hams believe, and probably with no experience at all, that when it gets weak, it's going to get garbly. What most hams don't understand is is that when digital voice gets garbled, how would the analog sound? And so this audio recording I play gives them a real good example of that.
I suspect the conclusions they arrive at is also based on the performance of cell phones.
It is, exactly. And in fact, most people, when I play the audio recordings, the first thing I do is I play a full-strength D-Star signal, and I say to them, okay, it's got a lot of punch, but not as full-bodied as FM. And then I play weak D-Star, which gets garbly, really weak D-Star. But, you know, it could be P25, could be anything. It can't be D-Star. And then most hams in the group, or a lot of them say, yeah, it's like my cell phone. But what you don't know with your cell phone, if you were to switch from digital over to analog FM at that same signal level, how would the signal sound? We're never able in a cell phone to make that comparison. And so by playing the third audio recording where, you know, they actually can hear the D-Star, they can hear the analog FM, and the person doing the recording goes back to D-Star again, the D-Star is crystal clear at a weak signal level, the analog FM is full of static. There may well be other issues in digital that haven't been addressed yet in terms of multipath and things of that nature. But as hams, you know, we ought to be experimenting with those things to figure out what works and what doesn't work. You know, one thing that I find that's extremely interesting is that when I do these presentations at a ham club meeting about D-Star or at a ham fest, they're always extremely well attended. I've never seen a technology have so much curiosity in the last 20 years as digital voice does.
So if someone's interested in becoming a member of your Yahoo group, where do they go?
Go to Illinois Digital Ham, and the address for it is http://groups.yahoo.com/group-Illinois-Digital-Ham.
And no www, repeat that again.
That's http://groups.yahoo.com/group/Illinois-Digital-Ham, and they can join. I do require membership so that we don't have any spam. You just have to apply to join, that's all. There is a distinction. Some Yahoo groups with large memberships, you don't need to be approved by the moderator. I do approve everybody to join. I try to weed out any potential spam, because Yahoo groups can get spammed pretty easily if they're not controlled.
Now, I get a lot of email each day, probably about 100, and at least 60 of them are spam. How many would I get if I were to sign up with your Yahoo group on the average daily?
Well, first of all, none of them would be spam. If you sign up with the Yahoo group, you're going to get emails that come through the group. Some days, there's maybe a half a dozen emails, or half a dozen messages on the group, and then if there's a hot topic it gets going, there could be 20 or 30. But with a Yahoo group, you've got three different options. One option is to get individual emails. So every time a message comes through the group, you get an individual email. A second is to get a daily digest, where you get one, maybe two emails a day with all the emails concatenated together in digest form. Or lastly, get no email, and you can just go on the group, you know, look at the emails in the message log. And that's something else I should point out, is that the message log is always out there. So for hams who are either new to the group or just want to go back and say, gee, was this ever discussed before? All the message log is searchable. You look through it and see if this has been talked about. For example, there's probably been three vigorous or four vigorous debates on the group over the months of D-Star versus P25. The other thing is that hams want to look at the files and links in the group. They do have to be a member of the group in order to look at file links. So when you do become a member, not only do you have access to all the other members and the access to the message log, but you also have access to the files and links. But there is a database capability. A number of hams have put resources in the database of digital resources that are available in the area. The other thing that's available in a Yahoo group is a calendar facility where you can actually put events in there. And I populate the calendar with different events, HamFest in the Illinois area. But more importantly, digital events are going on nationally. So, for example, if there's a PSK or maybe a RIDI contest weekend, or if there's a ARL Tapper DCC going on somewhere in the country, or if there's a D-Star get-together, all of the digital forums that occur to date, and I put all these things in the calendar, and I set reminders so that, you know, a week or two before the event, a reminder comes out automatically reminding everyone that there's this digital operating event or digital function that's going to occur that you can go attend.
If someone wants you to put on a presentation about digital, specifically D-Star, how do they contact you?
If they want an introduction presentation, and I'm clearly not the expert in D-Star, but I can do a reasonably good overview and introduction, they can contact me at wb9qzb@yahoo.com, wb9qzb@yahoo.com. I've been to most of the clubs and hamfests in the Northeast Illinois, Southern Wisconsin, Northwest Indiana area, and there's probably a few that I haven't seen yet. I would be willing, on a limited basis, to share the presentation that I do with other clubs if they would like to contact me directly. I'd be more than happy to do that. I don't have that posted on the group, but I do share the presentation if someone's interested.
And again, as a PowerPoint presentation or something?
Yeah, like I can send it as a PowerPoint, and they can edit it, or they can have it as a PDF, depending on how they want to do it.
But you don't have that posted?
I don't have it posted. I update it and I modify it, and it's a work. It is some intellectual property, and I want to kind of know where it's going, and I want to make sure the person that uses it has an understanding of, you know, what the approach is when I do the presentation, because it's not just about the PowerPoint slide. It's what you say when you give the presentation that's important also.
Now, you donate your time to put these presentations on. one, but if a club in Kentucky or Iowa wanted you to come, if they pay some expenses for you, would you go?
I have not done that yet. I did do a presentation remotely, the Southeast Ohio Digital Conference, which is held in January, which has about 100 members. I actually, one Saturday morning, did a remote presentation. We did the audio using Skype. We did the slide presentation using WebEx. I have a corporate WebEx account, and I controlled the presentation remotely, and they amplified my voice, and there was 100 people in the room, and it worked out pretty well. So there are technological ways to do this remotely. If one in a venue has internet access, you know, I theoretically could do it remotely, although I've only done that once.
And that concludes our look at the Illinois Digital Ham Yahoo Group with Mark Thompson, WB9QZB. If you think you've heard that call or voice before, regular RAIN listeners will recall Mark's bites from QZB commentaries that occasionally have popped up on these RAIN reports over the years. Hopefully, someday he'll find the time and energy to resume his controversial bites. He was interviewed this week by RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. See the RAIN Sites Mentioned page for the web address for Mark's Illinois Digital Ham Yahoo Group. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2007, RAIN, all rights reserved. Now from the soggy cornfields of Ackley, Iowa, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, bidding you very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.